All right, gang, we are here. It's Puck Off. What's going on, Joe Bartnick?
I'm glad to see you, Fraze. You're a hockey player, tough, coming in a little under the weather and still performing at the highest level over here.
Well, you know, if the hockey players can do it, I hope I can.
Oh, you certainly, yeah.
And, you know, I'll tell you what, I had a rough ride over, though, because Sean Avery pulled up next to me and started throwing stuff at my car. I don't know what he was doing.
What is up? Oh, and what is up with that?
I just read a thing today about Sean Avery, who I always thought was an interesting player. He was so crazy.
He started out under your tutelage in Detroit.
Yeah, he was in Detroit.
And was kind of a regular guy there. Then he kind of, after he left the Empire, he kind of, you know, the Little Caesar's Empire there, he kind of went off the reservation.
Yeah, and I, right.
You exactly. Know, he really did.
He was actually a very talented player, and I thought. But yeah. Then, you know, yeah, he did go overboard there.
And he I got a little Rodman in him.
I hope
wanted
he's
to be
all right.
A model.
Yeah, he's Rodman-y.
Yeah.
I hope he's all right. It was just he was throwing stuff out of his car at other cars.
Well, I mean, but who hasn't done that?
I know. We all do that. But I'm just saying, then they pulled him over and he had OxyContin or something. And
oh, really?
That must be the drug of choice for...
Well, not according to the new Gary Bettman report.
Oh, is that right?
Well, there's a big thing out now where the NHL has a coke problem.
Oh,
which is, you know, if you have coke, it's never a problem. I always thought
the problem was not having any.
Yeah, I always thought that was the so a lot of Bob Probert awards going out this
year.
They're
going out
early.
We got to have. Yeah, you're right. Well, that's true. There have been some issues.
Zach Cassian making a case for the all time Bob. You know, because he's one of the closest things to Bobby Probert in general, or as Probert.
We all appreciate him. But
bad news for Zach Cassian
with the broken nose and the
broken
foot.
Nose, broken foot, and then
rehab,
Yeah, three strikes.
Wow.
And they were, the Canadians were not happy.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know,
they hold. I mean, the GM came out, you know, our old buddy Bergevin, and said, "Do we hold you're Canadian? We hold you to a higher standard."
And
he was fitting in good with the team, I heard. You know, he's had some, I've heard rumors he doesn't fit in with so many guys all the time. But they loved him. They need him.
They need him.
And now he's out like indefinite. I don't
know. Is it indefinite?
Yeah. I mean, Bergeron didn't even say how long is that? He goes, he's out.
Wow.
Didn't give a, between the rehab, I guess, and then broken leg. That's not.
That's not good.
That doesn't sound very good.
I mean, it's not good. But you can't help that. But the rehab, you know.
Yeah, the rehab's probably a couple months, I guess.
And it's interesting that it's coke, because that seems so dated.
No. Well, I think his.
No, and I don't mean his, but I mean.
Oh, the
in
coke.
In general,
Well, it's back, baby. It's, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, but then people are downplaying it, you know. And then Bettman was on TV today, and he was saying. Well, you know, we want to give treatment. We don't want to punish. We want to look at it and treat people.
I think that's smart, yeah.
I think it's smart, too. You know, I think treatment's always smarter than punishment on those kind of things. I just think it's kind of a weird thing to bring up right before the season starts. The NFL leaking it? Like, who's leaking that? Like, why are they bringing down our favorite game?
I think Stoll leaked that.
Stoll wants to bring everybody down. Yeah. It's not just me and Richards.
Yeah, come on, it's everybody.
Yeah, I guess Richards is getting his final deal. They're making the his lawyers and, I guess, Luke Robitaille together and cutting the deal.
Yeah, that was a shame.
Yeah, a lot of turmoil. In LA, me and we didn't get our T-shirts in time.
What's going on with T-shirts? I saw the mock-up on those T-shirts.
They're
awesome.
They're like done. I got to pick them up, but we didn't get them in time. So me and Johnny did not go to Frozen Fury, but we missed out because we'll talk about this. We're gonna have a couple awards because it's not the regular season yet. We're gonna have a couple awards, but Iggy fought Dusty in Vegas.
Yeah.
It doesn't get better.
That's pretty
than that.
Cool. Yeah.
I mean that is.
And Luch got into a little brawl with Manson.
Yeah.
And Luch was excited about it. He said in the paper, he goes, "I hadn't been in a fight in a while." He goes, "It felt good."
Yeah, Luch and I are the our LA Kings insider and goon specialist Earl Skako said, "Luch is looking Luch is looking a little slow out there."
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm like Earl. It's September. It's, you know, you don't think Luch is going to, you don't think tonight we're taping us Wednesday. You don't think Luch is going to get on the A train and just absolutely?
Oh, he'll catch up.
Yeah, he's going to absolutely destroy somebody.
Yeah. Wow. I just like that Kings lineup.
Yeah.
They had it in the paper today. I'm looking at the lineup. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. I mean, if Nicky Shore can play third line center, it's them and the Ducks. Speaking of the Ducks, our super producer was on site during the biggest news item of the season so far, and Goon of the century, Rafi Torres.
Rafi Torres, who you have been complaining about for years.
Yeah, and probably my favorite joke in the NHL news piece. Please check it out. Yeah, he absolutely BS shot at Silfverberg. Great young kid who means a lot to the Ducks.
Who's a great player.
Great. Yeah. I mean, you know, really. I mean, he's one of the main guys.
And he knocked him out with an elbow.
He knocked him out. Needless, senseless, stupid play. And now our Ducks correspondent, super producer, Johnny Bench.
Has some insight on
yeah,
this?
He does. Because, Johnny, say what you said.
Yeah, I was sitting in the nosebleeds, and you could hear the crunch. Like, wow. It was bad. It was really bad. The highlight of it, though, was some guy to my right screaming out, "It's the preseason dirtbag." Made me laugh so hard.
That's hilarious.
There you go. That's on-site producer. Look at
good
that.
Yeah,
Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench, that's awesome.
Always there when you need him.
Well, you know what? He got 41-game suspension.
Not enough.
And it's going to cost him $500,000.
Yeah, not enough. Not enough. I mean, he's already been suspended 6 times.
Yep. Yeah,
maybe 5. You know, he's only
that's his MO.
He's only played 15 games since his last suspension.
Is that right? Wow.
Preseason game.
Come on, dirtbag.
Hit a young kid like that.
Yeah.
Why was he wearing the A? Why?
That was one of my jokes on the NHL. Johnny set me up
here.
I think
we know what that A stands for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Come on, Johnny.
Speaking of assistant captains now, Joe Thornton back wearing the A.
Yeah.
But Joe Pavelski, one of our favorites, now finally donning the captainship.
Well, what do you think about that? Mike?
I think it's long overdue.
You were saying last year they had to take it away from Thornton.
Well, I mean, they did.
They did, when they did do it, before they did it, you said so.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like Joe. I bet he's a hell of a golfer and a probably good guy to drink with, but, trade him. Trade him. I mean, you know, there has to be some. There has to be. I mean, he doesn't want to go, and Marlowe doesn't want to go. Like I said, it's like what do they love? The golf courses, the restaurants, the strip clubs. Like, why do they insist on staying there? If they, I mean, they've both been stripped of their captaincy.
That's a bring down.
That's like your wife, you know, saying, "Hey, we want to see other people." Yeah, I mean, that's it doesn't.
Time to go. Probably be good for him, too.
I think it would be good for him. But, you know, let's see. If they get off to a hot start, I picked them to make the playoffs. You did not.
I did not.
It's funny. Just seeing everyone's all the experts' recaps. And a lot of people agree with me on a lot of things. A lot of people disagree with me on a lot of things. I think my biggest thing that people disagree with me is a lot of people think more highly of Minnesota than I do.
Who else did?
You did.
That's right. But also, you know what?
You're very much on record.
When I look at this lineup for the Kings, I may have to rethink my choice from last week. I had them coming in third. That's a pretty good lineup, though.
Yeah, third. I picked them second because I just think I think the Ducks are going to be on the gas the whole time.
Oh yeah,
because I think Barbecue knows that if he's not on the gas and he'll be home at Thanksgiving.
You see, they're splitting up. Because they've got our buddy in there as assistant coach.
Oh, yeah. And they actually have Trent Yanni, who's a terrible head coach, but he was a head coach. And they actually have another guy in the – and Dallas Eakins, the guy who couldn't get anyone in Edmonton. Remember, he gave the worst press conference ever, as opposed to McLean, who gave the best press conference ever.
I love the guy.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Give him the job.
McLean's taken over.
Because he was doing jokes in his press conference. When you get fired and you're still doing jokes at the press conference, you got to love the guy.
Well, you know, you don't want to leave
any impressions. He was great.
You don't want to leave any out, though. You don't want to be home thinking, "I could have said that," you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Did he have no cards with him?
I don't know, man. He looked like a stand-up comic. He was cool.
He's going to be opening for you at the Mohegan Sun.
I would work with him any day. That guy's cool, man. Well, you know what? They're also splitting up Perry and Getz.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, how long, what, you know, that's one of those things where I think, you know, does that, is that a 2-day thing there? They, if they go, oh, if they go, oh, 1-1, is Superman and Batman back together on Sunday afternoon?
Oh, yeah, there's a good chance they'll bring him back. But I admit, you know, it might be an interesting experiment.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think the more you, if you, the more you can spread out and spread out defensive pairings, the better.
Yeah,
I mean, agree. That's, you know, that's the better it is. I agree at 100%. One thing, Gibby was sent down. Our buddy John Gibson was sent down to the minors, so that means that now Barbecue only has two goalies to get screwed up with. So maybe Barbecue will make it till Christmas.
I think that's why he did that.
Yeah.
Now Gibby was playing so well though.
Yeah, you know, and then he can't stay healthy. It's, you know, it's
I still think he's one of the guys for the future.
Him
and Darling.
Yeah, Darling for sure. But you're gonna have to, you know, that's gonna be a hard one to wrestle away. Your buddy, who I'm surprised, I guess they just didn't want him in Detroit. I thought you were gonna fork over your big KABC money.
I would pay for him myself.
I know.
I can't believe
you were. Brian Bickle, the captain's official man crush, cleared waivers and now is back third line duties with Chicago Blackhawks.
Red Wings.
I can't believe he
we could have used him. I mean, I know he didn't have a good year, okay? But
good year, 2 years.
Yeah, it's really been 2 years. You're right that he didn't. But I still think the guy's got a lot of talent. Sometimes it should change the scenery, right?
Yeah, I think he would have done. I think he'd have done wonders. You know, with Detroit, Dan Cleary waived pending if he clears or not. He's kind of old blood in Detroit. But Bickle, I think Bickle would do good anywhere.
I just like his style of play. And I think anybody needs a power forward.
Who couldn't use him? I mean, probably the only team that couldn't use him is the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Maybe the Kings, not to be homers, but, you know, maybe the Kings. The Kings got a lot of guys like that.
But
like
a lot of guys could use him.
Oh, everybody else could.
Yeah.
Everybody else could. I'll tell you.
I'm disappointed in the Red Wings for not grabbing him.
You know what? The only thing I got to say is they got the new coach. He wants new blood. And I am hearing that your new – not Gustav Nyquist, not Tatar, not Yurko. The guy you're going to be drilling over every week now is going to be Dylan Larkin.
Is that right? He's 19.
He's 19.
And he likes it.
I mean, they don't play.
Come on, an Alice Cooper reference almost.
Again.
Almost.
Again, like two for two now.
I like throwing him the coop when I can.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
He's 19. He made the team. They don't do that in Detroit.
I am excited about that.
They do not do that. And I mean, Detroit, they make you go to Grand Rapids until you're at least allowed old enough to drink and gamble and go to Windsor.
Well, this
right?
Yeah, exactly, man. You got to be able to make the trip to Windsor.
Yeah.
I think that's exciting to me.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's I love it when kids
Kids
come up and play. I mean, that's what the Penguins, they got Daniel Sprong now. He's 18. He still has that, like, 10-game window where you can send him down. But, I mean –
That's impressive to me.
You know, young legs on the I mean, the Penguins are always the oldest legs in town.
You need someone like that. I think that's great.
Yeah. The bad news for the Penguins was Sergei Gonchar, Sarge, one of my all-time favorites.
You always love Sarge.
He didn't make the team. He's looking maybe working the I love Sarge. He looked bad. He looked like McCulloch on Arizona. That's how bad.
Wow.
They skated around him like, oh, hi, Sarge. We'll see you in the front office. You're going to be at the buffet. See you in the press box. Yeah, see you in the press box, Sarge.
Well, I think once the legs start to go.
I mean, that's how weak our bottom six, our bottom two defensemen are, that they gave Sarge a look. But, I mean, we'll need him on the power play, but I don't know.
Well, you know, and then my concern with Detroit is injuries.
You got a bunch of them.
The witch is out.
I think the witch is out just a little bit, though. I think the witch always is out a little bit here and there, because you know he's getting old and he doesn't shy away.
No,
that's another reason why you just love the witch, because he's one of these guys that you would think would want to get in the mix.
He's a finesse dude, but he's grittier than you think.
Yeah, he's always in the mix.
Yeah, that's why he's the witch.
But I tell you,
But Marchenko's out.
Marchenko, I like Helm. Marchenko is a good old-fashioned, but a little more offense than old-fashioned Russian defenseman.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I like him a lot there for you.
Helm is out, too. And
Helm, that's a loss.
Yeah.
That's a loss. I told you, Cleary. And, oh, the Kaiser.
The Kaiser, man. Look at all some very good players out for the Wings right now.
There are, but I think you guys, and I'm glad that a lot of people agree with me, because I just think this is going to be Detroit's. I think Detroit's on the up and up, man.
Oh, I do too.
I really do too.
I like this new coach. I think he's good.
Yeah, I think you know what? Restlewicz, he doesn't need to play in October.
Well, you don't need him. Yeah, exactly. If you've got your superstar, don't burn him out.
Yeah, just don't get him and Zetterberg hurt at the same time.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
You know.
We do have a concern with those.
And don't ride Jimmy Howard all the way to ninth place in December. Either.
No,
which I think the coolest thing is this guy is way more buddies with Mrazek, Blashill, your new coach. You know, he's way more. He's way more used to Mrazek, so I think Mrazek will be the guy which you need.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Speaking of young guys, Edmonton now has four captains, which is kind of like means you don't have any. They took the C from Ferentz because I guess Ferentz ain't gonna play every game. He's gonna be in the press box with Gaunch.
Yeah, right.
But Eberle
and you with your new credentials.
Yeah. Oh, thank. Knock on wood. Eberle. Yeah. Eberle's hurt. That kind of puts Edmonton behind the eight ball a little bit. And in the Nuge, you got me in a stranglehold, baby, and Taylor Hall because they're just waiting for McDavid. To show up, you know, not yeah. show up, to be. To
How
be
do you look in the preseason?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think he looked ridiculously amazing in the preseason. Like he looked in junior, which, not junior, in the minor, whatever year.
When they show those clips of him in.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah. And
But you know who does look good, who I mentioned last week? Jack Eichel.
Eichel looks amazing.
Wow.
Eichel looks amazing.
That guy.
McDavid looked okay. He looked good. He looked like he belonged. He looked like he could play.
Well, he's very talented.
Yeah.
He may pick up steam here as the season goes.
See, it's weird because I'll tell you, and this is super ridiculously high. I mean, you know, but he's in the mix for this high praise. The only two guys I ever saw that were like that highly touted that came out like that were, and this sounds like Homerville, were Lemieux and Crosby. The only two that were like, damn, he is better than everybody.
Well, and Gretz.
I didn't see, this is 1980.
Yes, you did see him.
Exactly. I didn't see Edmonton on the dish in 1980. So I was still one of the greatest
teams ever.
Right. No, yeah. I remember like 83, 84, he was amazing. I'm saying I didn't see him in 79, 80 when it was like, oh, Jesus, he's better than everybody. That's what I, you know.
But quickly you knew that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think McDavid's going to be good too. I do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got all the skills. But this guy Eichel's big.
Yeah,
and
I think that's
an advantage when you're coming
into the league. Oh, it's 100% of an advantage.
Right?
Yeah.
Because no one's going to just bowl him over. He's a tough kid who can skate and score.
Yeah, well, you know, and I'm so pissed. Excuse my language. Last night I saw on the TSN or seeing that Sportsnet preview, they had some guy from 19, like from Lemieux on. The 10 greatest prospects they've ever seen.
Right.
And I only got because the top five was Mario, Sid, McDavid. Yager was four.
Ah.
And then Ovi was five. Gino was like seven. And I forget the rest. And I'm so mad because it makes me sound like a homer because I only remember the Penguins. But to me, it was like, well, you know, we only won three cups so far with like four of the ten. It goes to show you how much is a team effort. But they put McDavid. McDavid was two. It was like, wow. Lemieux, if I got this wrong, but I thought Lemieux was one, McDavid two, Sid three, Yager four, Ovechkin five on that list, Malkin seven. That's what I thought.
Of current players you're talking?
Well, no, Lemieux ever since 80, cuz Gretzky was like 78, 79.
Okay.
You know what I mean, since 1980, the 10 best, and I think Eichel was 9 or something.
Really?
What at draft day? Not at the first like month of the season, just draft day who they blossom right. is like.
Well, I know it's only preseason, but I don't think I've been as impressed with a newcomer in a long time as Eichel.
I
only saw clips, but he had some pretty impressive goals.
Honestly, your original young man crush from 2 years ago, when Hurdle came out them first.
Yeah,
three
I liked
games,
Hurdle too.
I thought Hurdle was like, I yeah. thought Jesus, and then he put him next to Jager and like the posters and everything, and I'm like this, and then he disappeared. But he was the one guy that just fled. I guess that's what I kind of haven't seen from McDavid yet. Is just like those like three plays where you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, you know, and he like, might like, still
I mean,
deliver
like,
that.
I mean, I remember when Fedorov came over from Russia and he popped and like you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true.
You know, like that's kind of what I haven't, you know, seen yet. But hey, Edmonton only lost one game and then McClellan gave him a bag skate. It's sitting around and losing and being happy about it is over in Edmonton. I'll tell you that.
Oh no,
it's a new era. It's a new era in Edmonton.
They're going to be a couple years from now. They're going to be really.
Yeah, good. If not, I picked them to be in the dogfight.
They
this
might
year.
Surprise some people this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to be. I mean, they're going to be in there till the end. The other way where we're losing is it's over, but they don't want it to be is Toronto. Did you see Shanny in his suit on the ice?
No,
Shanny was in his suit. On the ice, showing kids how to shoot one-timers.
Oh, was he?
Let me tell you, Shanny, after seeing you in various roles, you should have stayed. You should still be on the ice. He looked much better shooting than he ever did making those stupid videos, giving out suspensions.
Yeah, come on. I bet Shanny could still play.
Oh, of course he could. Yeah. Like, come to the Penguins.
Yeah, yeah.
Or come to Detroit will still take him.
We'd take him.
Yeah, he still looked good, though. Just, I mean, it's 600 and some. I mean, it's
an unbelievable player.
It's Shanny.
Unbelievable.
But, yeah, but then I heard Babcock, I guess, was a little, like, he thought it wasn't necessary. And I'm like, that's just rumors. That's Toronto, the rumor mill. There's a million guys. But, you know, Babcock has to be smart. I mean, if you're going to have Shanny come down and shoot kids how to shoot.
How's that going
to
hurt you?
I know. How's it going
to
hurt you?
Yeah. Now, another kid, going back to a kid that the Kings sent this guy, Brian O'Neill, to the Devils. He was MVP in the AHL.
Yeah. That's your insider trait.
Well, I just, you know, he's supposed to be very talented.
Well, yeah. I mean, they won the. Yeah. I don't know why they did. I don't get that either. I mean, yeah. What's the point?
Because O'Neill's he's supposed to be really good.
Yeah. No, I remember he was very much talked about last year, and then he was one of the reasons why they won the Memorial Cup or the cup, whatever they call the cup there in the minors. It's like, why would
you
give up
the MVP?
Because we didn't. Because you don't know who we got back. I mean, the Kings got back. It wasn't like they got back anything that we could use right now.
No.
So what was the point of that?
Seventh round draft pick.
Yeah, that's
2040.
Yeah. So what is
that?
Wouldn't you, knock on wood, but you get two injuries, and then you're like, we could have had O'Neill up here.
Yeah, you know, I think you hold on to a kid like that.
We would have seen him play in Ontario this year. He's on Ontario. I think me and Johnny Bencher get season tickets out there.
You guys would have gone out there.
Yeah, because the nosebleeds are a little closer for Johnny. Johnny doesn't even need nosebleed seats. He gets nosebleeds here.
Well, as long as he's sitting next to that dirtbag dude, Johnny's happy because that guy's a riot.
I know Pia went to Vegas though. We missed that.
Oh, really?
I'd like to seen her in Vegas.
Oh, man, that'd have been nice. Pia.
Hey, you know. Speaking of Pia, not really, but speaking of women, your buddy Ben Scrivens waved.
What?
By the Edmonton Oilers, yes.
What?
His wife can move back now. Everything.
The professor?
The professor is waived.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
So she can go shopping again in Beverly Hills?
Well, you know.
Where are they going to go? Did he get picked up?
I think he's going to go to the minors. He did not look good in Edmonton. So, I mean, you know, it's a lot of people got waived. McDonald got waived with his $4.5 million contract got waived in Philly. Of course, he played no – he was their second-best defenseman. That's all you need to know about what happened to Philly. But he got waived. He's now in the minors. His contract is more than all of the Phantoms, Philly's minor team combined.
Is that right? Yeah. Wow.
Max Talbot, our old buddy from the Penguins, and then Benedict Arnold went to the Flyers, then went to Montreal and made some funny videos. He got waived. Your buddy in Detroit, Cleary, waived. Greening in Ottawa, kind of waived.
Cleary got waived.
Cleary got waived.
Yeah, I always liked Cleary.
Yeah, he was one of the old guard there. Yeah. Panic in the Disco, if you will, waived. Didn't really work out in Toronto. Nielsen, but not Franz Nielsen, got waived in the island. And here's an old buddy, our first, the original puck off skirt, Matt Fratton. The original skirt, remember? Yep. We should just call it the Matt Fratton Award.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Finally waived by Toronto.
Wow.
Yes, and Johnny's digging up the music for next week.
We're going to have the music? Oh, good.
For next week, whoever will be the – he should almost be it. He should almost be – maybe Johnny can put this in post this week.
Put it in post.
Yeah, right on.
Well, I just want to see us. I think we need to lift that clip that says it's preseason, dirtbag. We need that. We need the dirtbag award.
On the bad news front, Super Duper out 4 to 6 weeks. Penguins, not good. I mean, the man literally has fought blood clots, a stroke, a broken knee, broken leg.
Yeah.
4 to 6. Wow. You love Duper. It's just it wow. doesn't.
And then Dwight King is out for the Kings.
Yeah. Now, is that? I just heard
it
about
said
that today.
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
What does that mean?
That means not good.
Really?
That's indefinitely.
I think that's what it said. It was something like that.
Yeah. Is it upper or lower body?
I think lower body.
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, upper, it's not good when it says indefinitely because then it might be a concussion. And then it really does mean indefinitely, but then it also means it could be tomorrow that he's back because it's a concussion.
Yeah.
Indefinitely lower body is they haven't figured out like the swelling's got to go down and it's bad. And Dwight King, one of the Super 70s. Third line with Nicky Shore. That's bad news.
Yeah.
Other bad news, Michael Roosevelt. Michael Roosevelt has been in the league so long. He was on the Penguins before he was on, like, the lottery team. The teams that – and believe me, I watched every one of them. They earned the number one pick.
Yeah.
They were all – he went to Chicago, wins a couple cups. He's on long-term IR. Not a good sign. Rosie, good dude. We hope he – just get well in life, dude. I mean, long-term IR. I mean, gee, that's not good.
Did you see where the Blues signed Gomez?
Yeah, I did. You know, I think that's good for them.
Yeah, I do, too.
They need scoring. Yeah. I mean, wherever it comes from.
Yeah.
You know, Scotty, and Scotty played pretty good in Jersey.
Yeah, I have always thought he was a good player.
Yeah, he did go on, like, the longest no-goal drought of anyone, I think, non-goaltender in, like, the history of the NHL. Something like that crazy. Remember, it was like a thousand.
But he still adds his defensive skills. I mean,
yeah, because he played in Jersey. I think it's a good move. They need different people in St. Louis. I mean,
I agree.
You know, so I think it's a good move. You know who got in there probably is Marty Brodeur, now working in the front office over there.
Well, did you see they retired his number
in New Jersey? They're giving him a statue.
Yeah, I love it.
They're going to put him in net pretty soon, that statue.
Put the statue in net.
Yeah. Snyder looking over his shoulder at the statue in Jersey.
Yeah, I like that.
Here's an interesting one, but it goes to show you that, now that Babcock isn't the coach of Detroit, and he kind of said some smarmy remarks.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Two very questionable playoff exits. Let's not. I think the new best coach in the league is Joel Quenneville. Personally, I think he's the new best coach in the league. I think he's the best coach in the league.
Hard to argue with his success.
Hard to argue with his success. So I'm not going to argue with Marco Dano. We'll lace him up in the AHL to start the season. Your thoughts? he didn't make it, you know.
Marco Dano, part of that trade. Highly touted.
Yeah.
Highly touted. So, and in fact, people were talking about how he was going to really help him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Did he not play well in the preseason?
I saw him play, and he looked like Marco Dano. I mean, literally, Chicago, the couple games I saw, they looked so amazing.
Pretty loaded team.
They didn't look like they missed them when they were beating people.
Well, I bet he's bummed, though, because he's coming over there. And
he's bummed, but, I think it's maybe one of those things, you make him try a little – whatever Coach Q didn't like or see or whatever. Or maybe they just have too many people.
Maybe they just have too many
people.
Yeah.
They do have a lot. I mean, they're not – they have everybody.
They are loaded, so it's tough to crack that lineup.
They're loaded. One guy that's going to have to step up, though, is Kunetsov. And I watched Washington play. And Kunetsov looked really good. It's gonna be the Russian. It's gonna be the superpower line because Backstrom is up 4 to 5 games.
Well, I tell you what, I like the Caps.
I picked them
Justin
to win the
Williams,
East.
Justin Williams, Yosh.
Yeah.
You know they added some power.
And when we give out the awards, I think Osh is gonna be right in there this week. I think Osh is getting an award this week. He's right in there.
Yeah.
Speaking of money and awards, did you see that Adidas gave Sidney Crosby $1 million a year plus to wear Adidas gear around?
I love it.
Yeah.
He needs more money.
Yeah. Johnny
and I were just saying that the other day. We're like, Sid doesn't have enough.
Yeah. More money for Sid, the better.
Yeah.
But, it's funny because that's kind of why I was a few years ago was hired by the National Hockey League Players Association to write skits and go interview guys to have other people be famous in hockey besides Sid and Ovi.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like it would have been nice to see maybe somebody else get a little.
Well, they like to go with the high-profile guy.
Yeah, just trying to spread it out. I mean, it's like, I don't know. But I guess hockey's kind of always done it, though. It's always either been Gretzky and Lemieux. Or it's always three guys. Isn't it funny though? Like the guy with the beard in Oklahoma City, he got traded or whatever. Who's the guy with the beard that chokes in the NBA?
Oh, what's his name for Houston?
Harden. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Harden gets $180 million, and he could walk down the street and no one would know who he is.
Yeah, we weren't even sure about his name.
Yeah.
He's a good player, though. He's
and
good
the
player.
Greatest player in we're going to talk about that maybe after this break. But, he gets only $1 million a year. It's kind of interesting.
Well, I think it's a good move, and Sid loves it. And here's my most exciting news of the whole week, though.
Yes.
Yager's got the mullet back.
Yes!
That just made my week.
It's the greatest.
I'm pushing for a return of the mullet.
I really think though that if he didn't go to Europe for three, if he didn't go to Russia for 3 years, and he was really not near Gretzky's numbers, but in the ballpark. Because no one's near Gretzky's. No one's ever going to be near Gretzky's.
No.
But closer to Gretzky than the pack, let's say.
Okay, that's fair enough.
You know what I mean? It would be. It's remarkable. But he did go to Russia or whatever for 3 years. He took the money. But still, as much as everyone loves Yager, I don't think Yager, because he's European, is really appreciated for what he is. It's just absolutely phenomenal.
Well, I hope he's appreciated because he is.
Yeah, I mean, just from the media, hockey media, and of course that's Canada, and of course they're a little bit prejudiced. But but now that maybe I'm hockey, maybe now I'm official hockey media.
Well, maybe he'll get some pub. And not only that, now that he's got the mullet back,
yeah,
he should be getting some pub.
Yeah, and I picked Florida to make the playoffs, but I'd rather be wrong and have him come to Pittsburgh the trade deadline. I'd rather they lose.
Yeah, you wanted him.
Oh, of course I do.
And I wanted Bickle. What happened?
Come
on, guys.
It is what it is. But let's read this commercial, and we'll be back with our discussion of the top 50 players as picked by TSN.
Well, gang, it's Puck Off, Joe Bartnik, Fraser Smith, and the season is starting tonight. It's going to be a great season. And, you know, SeatGeek can get you there.
SeatGeek can get you there, and it can get you NFL games too, which, you know, that's when you need SeatGeek more now. Because look at your lines. Don't you want to be there to see how you can get screwed
be there.
In person?
Got to be there to see those calls go the wrong way.
I mean, how many more things can go wrong for Detroit? I mean,
well, you know what? Plenty. They're Detroit. But here's the thing. You want to be there for that.
You absolutely do. I mean, it just gets – I mean, and you know, and you want to see Mike – if you're a Steeler fan like I am, you want to see Mike Vick's last three or four games in the league.
Ever.
Yeah. Ever. Yeah. You can boo Vick. You know, dog lovers, you got to get your seats to boo Vick.
But SeatGeek is the best. You know, they pull ticket options from hundreds of online ticket sellers to create a one-stop shop for tickets. And when you shop at SeatGeek, you're seeing virtually every ticket option available for that game all on one page. You don't even need to go anywhere else.
No, it's really cool because you know how, like, on those airline sites where, boom, all the sites come up? It's like that's basically what SeatGeek does, but it doesn't give you a headache like those other sites. Like, it's really cool. Like, they have this thing called the Deal Score.
I like that.
Yeah, because they rank every ticket on the market with a 1 to 100 value. So you get to see where the best value is. It's easy. It's color-coded. I don't even have to squint, and you know how I can't see anything. So.
Yeah, you know, it's good to have that color coding.
And the mobile app, I mean, the mobile app is great because, you know, everyone's in – face it, we're all on our phones in our car. And this way, once you download the SeatGeek app, you don't have to sit there and try to read the caption or whatever they call it.
Those squiggly letters.
Yeah, or type in your credit card number like 15 times with your big thumbs that we know you got. No, you hit like two quick taps.
Yeah.
And then, boom, you're right there. There is no faster way to buy tickets.
They store your credit card, and once you find a ticket you want to buy, you can complete the purchase with just those two taps.
Yes.
There's no faster way.
No.
All right. You got to and to redeem your promo code and save $20 on tickets, download the free SeatGeek app today. Enter promo code PUCK in the app, and SeatGeek will send you $20 once you've made your first SeatGeek purchase. Every ticket purchased at SeatGeek is backed by 100% guarantee.
Yeah, I mean, you love hockey, you love sports, you're listening to this, why not, when you go to the game, buy your tickets through SeatGeek, and SeatGeek send you $20. That's two beers.
Yeah, think about it that way.
I mean, really, the first two beers are on SeatGeek, the first two beers are on Frazier and me. So what you do is you download the free SeatGeek app, you type in the code PUCK, P-U-C-K, and SeatGeek will send you $20. And I think one of the nicest things besides $20 is every seat or every ticket purchased is guaranteed, backed 100% by SeatGeek.
Yeah, you gotta love it. So download the free SeatGeek app and enter promo code PUCK today.
All right. Hey, so now we're at the TSN top 50 players right now in the league. For the sixth year in a row, I wonder who that is.
I'm going with Sid.
Sidney Crosby, my daughter, just from my lovely buddy, Joe Gonzalez, sent us a pink Sidney Crosby sweater from Reebok. His buddy worked for Reebok. Joe's such the greatest guy.
Yeah, but he is great. But, you know, now he's with Adidas, so he can't wear it.
If you knew how hard I had to look to find a pink shirt and a jersey sweater, excuse me, Canada, she'll be wearing it. Even if it doesn't fit her. Cut the sleeves off when she another year showing those have
nice
the boobs,
gift though.
Have the boob show those, no, a great gift, super. Okay, number two. Well, let's just for a second. Let's just I don't know. I don't know. Crosby is he the best player in the league? I don't know.
Well, I think he still is talent wise.
Okay. I'm not a homer on Sid. Like, you know,
you've been critical.
I think you have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. I mean, he played better in the playoffs last year, but you know. Because it comes down. Because really, I judge it on number two. Because number two, they have Jonathan Toews.
I have no problem with that.
You know. Yeah. What can you say?
No problem.
Number three, Carey Price, your favorite.
I like it. Like that call.
Now, as an old goaltender, I guess you're going to put him up high. I wish they wouldn't put goaltenders in with forwards. I think it's hard to judge.
Yeah, it is.
Or defensemen.
It is. But if you're talking about value to a team.
Oh, if you're talking about value, 100%.
Yeah.
If you're talking about value to a team, I'll put it this way. Sid can leave the Penguins. Geno's number one center, and they, you know, it's a dogfight in the Metro. But who knows? But I mean, they're definitely better off without Sid than Montreal is without Carey Price.
I agree.
Carey Price is worth more than any team except maybe Lundqvist and the Rangers.
Yeah, he's a franchise.
Because now that Talbot's gone. All right, number four, my buddy, the great John Tavares at number four. What do you think of that one?
I like that.
Okay, you can like that. I love that. I love Tavares.
I like Tavares.
But look who he's ahead of the rest of the top ten: Ovechkin, Stamkos.
I was going to say Stamkos next, but I guess Ovi would be up there in front of him.
Ovi's.
I take Ovi. Yeah, okay.
Drew Doughty.
Really?
Yeah,
that high
up. Doughty's number seven.
Well, you know, again, if you're talking value to a team, I could certainly see it.
Okay. Ryan Getzlaf, number eight, Superman. Superman falls in at eight.
Yeah, I could go with that.
Yeah, okay. Jamie Benn, kind of a surprise, number nine. I mean, I'm surprised.
I love Jamie Benn, but I don't know.
I know if he's better than Sagan.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if he's better than – I mean, he stirs the drink a little bit more as captain. But – and then number 10, Erik Karlsson, just taking Norris trophies and accolades for not playing any defense and only showing up when Eric Mathot is his partner.
I don't know about that. You know, he scored a lot of goals, but I think he's –
He was terrible without Mathot, though.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
I think he's too high on that list.
I think he's too high. Number 11, our old buddy – Our buddy, our friend, Evgeny Malkin.
No problem with that.
Hey, you know, if it was up to me, I'd show the 35, I'd show the 40 games when Malkin cared in November and December, and I'd put him number one. Yeah. But, you know, but okay, number 12 though, Duncan Keith, and number 13, Patrick Kane.
Ooh, I'd move Keith up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love. And when Gino, it's not even that Gino doesn't want it all the time. I think he wants it too much. Well, you know what I mean? It's like when you can see when he controls the puck like a madman. You're like, no one's going to get the puck off him. It's either amazing or it's horse crap.
Duncan Keith, right?
You know?
Duncan Keith did not come off the ice in those finals.
No, Duncan, I mean.
He is awesome.
Yeah. And Patrick Kane, 13. Love Patrick Kane. 14.
Wait a minute. Where's Nyquist?
I think he does make an appearance. 14, Vladimir Tarasenko.
Vlad. Well, you know what?
He's like the Dominic Wilkins of the NBA. I mean, of the NHL. He scores a ton.
I would say skill wise, yes, but I don't know if he delivered last year. He did. He did for sure.
In the playoffs, he did too. Actually,
yeah, he did.
But he's more of a one trick pony than listen.
I agree.
Tyler Seguin, 15.
No, I'd move Seguin ahead. I am okay.
Even Shea Weber, 16.
Well, pretty important player.
Shea Weber is Duncan Keith without the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah,
I love Duncan Keith. But I mean, Shea Weber's amazing. But here's one that's like I would put ahead of Tarasenko, and I'm not trying to make him the whipping boy. But Anže Kopitar is 17.
Ah, well.
I mean, come on. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Anže Kopitar.
Yeah. And Tarasenko, you know, they're probably going off of talent level. I mean, talent-wise, the guy's super talented.
Oh, yeah. But
I'd take other guys if I was drafting ahead of him.
Yeah, I mean, just to make it team. But, you know, but Tarasenko played amazing.
He's very skilled.
18, Claude Lemieux. I will skip. No, you know, the cowardly lion, Claude Lemieux. I don't know. It's funny because he's feisty, but then he's soft at the same time. He's that Pat Verbeek kind of BS, BS soft, feisty kind of. I don't know. He gets his points. He gets his points.
Hey, come on, he's good. But you know what? I wouldn't pick him that high.
Yeah, you want who would you rather have, him or Corey Perry?
Corey Perry.
Yeah, Corey Perry's 19. Yeah. And the great, the humanitarian, P.K. Subban at 20.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that, too. I'll take P.K. Subban. I mean, number 21, Victor Hedberg. I like having him there.
Yeah, he's a good player, man.
I'm sorry, Hedman, excuse me. Like, number 22.
Hedman was great.
Number 22, Nicholas Backstrom.
Well, yeah.
Now, I'd much rather have Nicholas Backstrom than Claude Giroux.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so. Okay, the witch. The witch checks in number 23.
Well, you know, he's been injured. I think he'd be higher on the list if he hadn't been, had injuries.
Well, I think if you're saying, you know, if you list the top 20 players of all time, or the greatest players still playing in the NHL, I think he's in the top 10, if not top 5.
I would
say
so. Yeah, I would say so.
You know, but I think right today, I think he's probably where – I think it's about right for him. He gets hurt a lot. Jacob Voracek, who had a phenomenal year for Philly last year, I actually kind of put him ahead of Giroux, personally. Here's an interesting one. Henrik Lundqvist, only 26.
Is he the next highest goalie after Carey Price?
Yeah.
The King. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's kind of weird, though. He's fell.
I might have him higher.
I think so. Bergevin, Boston, weird. The first Bruin, 26, comes in at 26. Giordano, 27. Tyler Johnson, your buddy, 28.
Love that kid.
Peke Rene, 29.
Do you think Tyler Johnson should be higher?
Maybe by a couple points.
Yeah.
Maybe. Would I take him over? I don't know who I'd take. Maybe Voracek. Maybe. I'd probably take him over Voracek, but that's about it. And that's just not to crap on the. I mean, I'm not taking him over Weber or Corey Perry or Datsu. I mean, you know.
No.
Or Kopitar or anybody else. So. And then Ryan Johansson, Columbus, the young gun at number 30.
I don't know.
Can read these quick now since we're running a little bit, not out of time, but we know you guys want. The next 10, Parise, your boy Parise, Max Pacioretty, Joel Pavelski, Ryan Suter, Jonathan Quick, oh, how the mighty have fallen, Phil Kessel. Now, here's an interesting.
Where's Kessel at?
36.
Wow.
Here's an interesting one. 37, Connor McDavid.
Too high.
Yeah, over
too
Matt.
Too early. Too early.
Over Matt Duchene, he's over Alex Pietrangelo and over Roman Josi. Now, here's what did Alex Pietrangelo do better last year than Roman Josi in Nashville? Nothing.
Nothing.
That's a weird one.
And McDavid hasn't proven himself yet. I think he might wind up being one of the best. But
yeah, it could be top five by next year.
Yeah.
But you got to do it first. Then you got number 40 through 50. We got Rick Nash.
Your old buddy.
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually, the way Nash played last year,
he played pretty good last year.
I'd put him over some of his other guys.
Yeah.
Ryan McDonough, I agree 42 is good. Taylor Hall, 43, I guess, that way. Emmett thing, I guess he played. Oliver Ekman-Larsson from your Phoenix Coyotes at 44. Interesting. Brett Burns, 45. I think Brett Burns could have been a little higher than that. 46, Marian Hossa. I get that if you're picking a team, you pick Osla. I'll tell you that right now. Zetterberg, 47. Logan Couture, 48. The reason why I like the Capitals, Braden Holtby, 49. And then your first Sedin at 50. No Gustav Nyquist, who I think he made either the hockey news list. Remember we saw him, or he made somebody's list.
Well, he didn't have a great year.
No, but he made
somebody's list. But he's got a skill set. All right. Watch.
We're going to come back with the awards and your tweets next.
The tweets. All right, gang. Puck off. Frazier Smith, Joe Bartnick, and, you know, FanDuel, Joe, it doesn't get any better when it comes to fantasy football.
It's the number one. Now, we all know what we're talking about. It's the one that's legit.
Number one.
Number one. Numero uno. And, of course, I took a beating last week, but I do every week. But that's
okay.
The beauty of FanDuel.
You can switch your team.
Try again. I mean, you know, try and try again. I'm still, you know, I think I'm still going to pick Big Ben. He's still better than Vic.
Still better than Michael Vick.
Yeah, he's better
even
to go with crutches. Than Michael Vick.
Yeah.
He's still better than half the – that's the thing with the quarterbacks. But that's the great thing about FanDuel is you can just pick Aaron Rodgers every week.
Yeah.
You know, which is what I basically do.
If it's not working
after
for you,
Big
too,
Ben
you
got
switch
hurt.
Out your whole team.
Yeah, that's the beauty of FanDuel, you know. And the other beauty is you win money.
Oh, yeah, and the money is real. They're expecting to pay out $2 billion this year.
$2 billion. Yeah. And building a team is really easy. I mean, it's so easy. I can do it. You just pick your players. You stay under the salary cap. And you sit back on Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whatever day you want, and let the money roll in. You can start playing at $1.
$1. Come on. Anyone can play. It's $1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, it can pay to be a fan.
You know this guy Ben from Illinois? He turned $5 into $10,000 in the first month of the season on FanDuel.
I've already been trying to reach him for a loan.
Yeah, he's
Ben.
Yeah, I mean he's had the better beginning of the season than the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh yeah, this guy's
and the Bengals
great.
Are 4-0. I mean, are you kidding me?
His first month on FanDuel, $5 into $10,000. That's pretty amazing, and that could be you.
Yeah.
And you got to join him and over 1 million other users who have already won big money on FanDuel.
And you know how you do it. You go to FanDuel.com, and there's a little microphone in the corner, and you click on it. It's in the upper right-hand corner, and you put in the code PUCK, P-U-C-K, and sign up now. And you know what happens when you do that?
What happens?
FanDuel matches every dollar you put in up to $200.
What?
So FanDuel's giving away $200 to Puck Off fans. All you have to do is sign up, use the code PUCK, P-U-C-K.
Yeah, that's right. And it's there's a bonus of up to $200. The offer's only good for the first 50 people that use our code P-U-C-K today. Don't forget to use that code PUCK. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
I was doing some checking, and like we use the TSN rankings. In the hockey news rankings, Malkin dropped to 27.
What?
Yeah, they must have watched the games. They must have watched some of those other games. The games I was throwing crap at the TV at.
Well,
and
you know,
Jack Eichel made, you'll be happy to know, Jack Eichel made 50.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, from what I saw in preseason, and you can't always tell, I thought he looked terrific.
Right on. Well, now here
but
we
I
go.
But I still think you got to prove yourself in a season.
Here's where the fun starts. Even though it was the preseason, we're going to give out two awards this week just to prime super producer Johnny Bench.
Yeah,
he's
let's
ready.
Do it.
He needs some preseason reps as well.
Yeah,
he does. Just can't go out on the ice. You know,
got to give him some reps.
Yeah, got to give him some reps.
So he's ready to go with the new music.
The new music. So
let's do it.
he's always ready, man. He's already ready.
He's always ready.
Hey, so it's a preseason dirtbag.
The best is that somebody. Well, first,
we need our dirtbag award.
You want to do that one too? Yeah.
Well, we'll do it maybe next week. We'll start with the dirtbag award.
Well, it has to go to Rafi Torres, though.
Of course, he'll get, Rafi will get it every week.
He'll get it every week,
even if he's on suspension.
That's why we can't even give him the Goon of the Week, because it's just so it was such awfulness. But here's we got two goons to pick from. Two goons, because we're not going to give Torres any credit for anything.
No.
Two goons to pick from, and I think you'll love them both. I mean, four Puck Off favorites in two separate dances. I mean, your buddy showing in Washington showing some chutzpah, TJ Oshie dropping him with McQuaid, a rough customer.
Yeah, McQuaid's tough.
And Osh,
that don't scare Osh.
Osh was throwing him.
That
he really was throwing. I mean, I'm gonna sucker punch and duck and hide and Claude Lemieux. He was fighting.
Osh was into it.
It looked. I mean,
he was thrown down.
Tap of the stick to Osh.
I love Osh.
And McQuaid. And then the other one, the other fight we're gonna see for the goon is that we love. We love Dusty, the captain, Dust of the Kings, Dusty Brown versus Hall of Famer Jerome Iginla throwing in a preseason. I mean, you talking about people ready to go. You talking about a frozen fury, Las Vegas, Nevada. I mean, don't you let that deal go down. I mean, that is that.
You know what? And Dusty, he needs to show a little bit of his old grit.
Yeah.
And he's and it looks like he's starting to. And Iggy, of course, we love.
I mean, when you and when you throw him with when you I mean Jerome can still throw him with the best of them.
Yeah.
So I mean you're you know, so that's there you go. The,
so who wins our Bob Probert preseason award?
Well, that was
a goal in a fight. Okay,
The goon is just goonery. So
all right, the goonery. I got to go with Osh.
All right, I knew you'd go with Osh.
Yeah,
it's a good pick. So now we're doing. It's great to get a Bobby Probert in the preseason.
Yep.
So
rarely happens.
There we go. Boom. Little George Thorogood for everybody. And now we're back. Our guy, the guy I met at the ESPYs, couldn't have been nicer. The guy I root for, the captain of my mistress team, Dusty Brown. With the Bob Probert, the fight with Iggy, and their first goal of the game in Vegas.
Yeah,
are
you
kidding me?
You gotta love
it. I love giving him.
And maybe Dusty's back here.
He's got to score more than 11 goals like last year.
Yeah, he's got to have a better year. But
I mean,
maybe that's a good sign.
Right? I think it's a great sign. I think it's a great. I you know who likes it the best? I think is Daryl Sutter, because Daryl needs Dusty.
Yeah, he does.
Or he'll be having
the whole team does.
Thanksgiving with barbecue.
That would be an interesting Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, all right. At least someone will know hockey to talk.
Well, exactly.
Bruce can ask some questions.
Yeah. All right. Well, very interesting. Last show before the season starts.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and,
it's starting for a couple folks because it'll probably. I mean, I don't think we're. They'll hear this probably after they've seen one game.
Yeah, they're going to play today. That's right.
Right. Well, they're playing tonight, doing this Wednesday. So a couple rivalry Wednesday.
Yep, Sharks and Kings.
Sharks and Kings and Chicago and the Rangers. A little maybe a Stanley Cup final preview. Before we get to the tweets, who's your pick? The big drum roll, please.
To win it all.
Oh, well, for the final.
To win it all.
For the final. You have to pick the winner of the finals.
I'm going to pick the winner.
Look at this. Look at this.
Stanley Cup winner. And I did pick him to come in third in regular season.
You've been
L.A. Kings.
Look at that. What a homer call.
I know. I don't care.
You've been taking such grand chances this whole preseason predictions. And now you're
going. But here's why I say. Because I think Quick's going to have a better year.
Okay.
And that means a lot. And I think Luch is already turning their attitude around.
All right.
That's why I think.
There you go. I'm going.
They may miss Justin Williams, but,
Yeah. All right. I'm going Capitals, Ducks. Ducks mid-season coaching change. Ducks win the Stanley Cup.
Wow. All right, well, we got a
mid-season coaching change. Somebody's going to come in here. Who even knows? Maybe Tortorella, maybe the Walrus. Someone's going to come. They're going to pull a Disco. Come in here and just Getz and Perry buy in. Boom. They're not
going to go with Paul
McClain? They trade, get one defenseman. I don't know. Maybe McClain. I'm just saying. I just think.
I want him just for the speeches.
I mean, I don't know. It's either same as last year. Either Chicago, Anaheim, or the Kings. So I always pick Kings or Chicago. I'll go Ducks.
All right.
I really like the Capitals in the East. I like the Caps.
Do look good. They're gonna have a good year.
Or the Islanders. For some reason people are down on the Islanders that I see nationally, but I don't know. I think Johnny T and that defensive core, and I wouldn't.
How do you think Tampa Bay does?
I think Tampa wins the Atlantic.
Right,
but okay. I think Tampa's right there. Unless Yzerman wants to get freaky with Stamkos and not pay him or trade him unless that gets ugly. But let's do the tweets because I want to hear some
tweets
about the Rock.
Tonight, we're
All right, tweets, guys.
Tweets.
Time for tweets.
Tweets, and since people know I can't read or see or pronounce anything, we've given this job as well, just about everything, over to the great Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench is in charge. And, you know, and I can't pronounce anyone's name. So
yeah, it's all good when you get Johnny Bench over here.
The first question is a two-parter from Bill Carson. Hey, guys, what's your opinion of the NBC hockey coverage?
I, for the most part, think they've done a great job in the hockey coverage. I love Catherine Tappan. I love Liam McHugh. I think they do good. I, as a player, was not a big fan of Now I'm spacing on
Mike Milbury.
Well, no, it was a fan as a kid. I remember Milbury. He's a clown. I think Mike Milbury does a disservice. I think he does a disservice to the league, and I think they should have a different guy there.
Catherine Tappan called him on it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She goes, "You're hiding up here in the booth." He got all upset. He was like, "I'm not hiding."
I wish they get rid. I mean, I like how he's like for fighting and for toughness. But he wears his colors on his sleeve. You can tell he hates the Penguins because, you know, because he lost to them. But in a couple other teams, he doesn't like the Russians too much. And it's just – he's always after Ovechkin. I wish he'd get like a former – I wish they'd just get somebody famous to kind of add a higher profile than Milbury. But I'm thinking of – I want to call him Greg Jones. I'm spacing on the guy's name. I think he does a great job. Former Flyer, former Capital – former, because people would think I didn't like him, and I like him.
Brian Engblom.
Oh, I love Engblom.
Yeah.
I mean, the in-game crew, once you just get over Pierre's, or, I mean, it's Doc and Edzo. You can't beat that. Yeah, yeah. You can't beat Dave Schrader. You can't beat Engblom. I mean, no. I love those guys.
I'm both great.
You know, and I'm rambling, but I want to get his name right because – I keep wanting to say Jonesy. Yeah, but what's Jonesy's first name? That's what I can't think of.
Well, I'll tell you, I like Catherine Tappan. And I'm just glad there's a major network that covers hockey.
I'll just say Jonesy. I can't even, my eyes are too. But I like Jonesy. I think Jonesy does a great job. He's straight up. I like JR. We give
JR's very good.
Yeah, we give JR. I basically love the fact that hockey's number one on that channel. Yeah. And I think they do a great job. Of course, I hate Pierre, and he's a tool. But and they could probably replace Milbury. But other than that, you can't beat Liam McHugh.
Liam McHugh is great.
Yeah.
Second question from Bill Carson: the '99 Cup Final triple overtime game six. Did Hull have possession of the puck?
Yes, he did. He kicked it to himself. That's called possession of the puck.
It's possession, but I think wasn't the question more that back then you couldn't have any part of your body or anything in the crease,
right
and
it was something like if you had possession,
and he clearly
of the puck,
did
yeah I remember you couldn't even look in the crease without being called in the crease, and that's why it was such BS that's how Captain Kangaroo
and is that the argument that he didn't have possession, therefore what he really wasn't really
I guess that's the argument, but I always thought the argument was he was in the crease. So it should have been waved off.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that was a bad call.
It was a horrible call. It cost Lindy Ruff, the great Lindy Ruff, and the city of Buffalo, you know, a Stanley Cup.
And the announcers knew it.
And it gave it to Captain Kangaroo for no reason.
All right. We have a question from Chris Breedlove. Torres, 41-game suspension. Just or still not enough?
Well, you were saying earlier you didn't think it was enough.
I think he should be for the whole season. I think he should be Pete Rose.
Really?
I think he's out completely. Yeah.
Wow.
I think you're done until you beg and beg and beg and beg enough, and then we'll think about it.
He's losing half a mil.
Yeah, but you know what? He's been suspended, like I said, five or six times. He only played 15. You know, because the thing was, Cap, it wasn't even close. It wasn't like borderline or the guy turned at the end. Four strides to a guy not looking, elbow to the head.
And you've been calling his bluff for a lot of years.
He's one of the five guys I said 3 years ago, get rid of.
And that guy was right. He is a dirtbag. But if we get rid of him, who do we give our dirtbag award to?
He has nothing. He hurts people. He doesn't add anything
like the guy.
To the.
I don't
he
like
does.
Him.
Does anyone buy a ticket to see that? Is that what the kids want to see?
No, that's cheap shottery.
Yeah,
and he's.
Goodbye.
So you think forever?
I would say
lifetime ban.
I would say.
I
yeah.
say season.
I say
one season.
I say you say right now lifetime, and then you say you can go up for appeal in July.
Okay, but you think something stronger than 41 games?
Yeah, I don't want to see him this year. I don't think he should be back this year. Okay. Send a message to everybody. Send a message to your players that, hey, you know what? Sid and Gino and Kopitar and Gabarick and Kane and Taves and Tarasenko. You know what? These guys aren't going to be running around trying to ruin our great game. That's all he's doing.
Well, yeah. And he can take a marquee player off the ice.
Yeah.
And really hurt somebody. With
what if he did that to Taves? Yeah. I mean, whatever you want to say about what
that
happened.
That can affect a season.
Whatever you want to say about what happened to Sid, how, you know, I mean, it knocked the best player out of the game for a year and a half on a, I think it was rough and tumble hockey. I didn't think it was that dirty. I just thought it was in the game, a little cheesy. That was absolutely BS.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, seriously, what if he does that to Jonathan Kane?
That's the thing.
Jonathan Toews.
You don't want to lose a marquee player over some cheap shot.
Or
like
a kid. Or any. You don't want to lose anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that was irreprehensible. I mean, that was terrible. And in a preseason game?
Yeah, really. That guy that was sitting by Johnny was right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it was from a guy. I mean, he did it in a preseason game, and he was just suspended. Like, it wasn't like, oh, he's a clean-cut guy. Maybe he's a fourth liner trying to make a name, or a young kid trying to make a name for himself, and boom, lost his head a little bit. This guy,
he's a repeat offender.
He knew better. He knew better.
He knows.
It seemed like the Sharks were just out to hurt the Ducks, like, that entire game. Like, they weren't playing good hockey. And it was really upsetting because I want to see good hockey.
Well, that's more of an indictment of Peter DeBoer. They weren't playing good hockey. Yeah. Or the new captain, Joe Pavelski.
Pavelski.
They weren't playing. Look at John just throwing. Give him the mic. He's throwing hammers.
You know, he knows what he's doing. Come on, he's Johnny Bench.
Yeah. Throwing hammers at the Sharks.
So our official translator for Puck Off.
Dana.
Yeah. He wants to know, were you guys ever a fan of Avery?
Well, it's funny. We were talking about it at the beginning of the show. I think I was when he was with the Red Wings. Not just because he was a Red Wing and I'm a Red Wing fan.
Well, of course.
I think he was what you said. He was a little more normal then.
Yeah.
And he had skills.
Yeah, when he was a Red Wing, I was a big fan of his because, you know, I'm a closet Red. I'm not a closet. I love everybody but the Flyers, basically.
Well, he was a feisty guy without being as crazy or dirty.
He was a feisty guy on a team that to this day still doesn't know him for that. He really stood out because he was one of the only guys that would fight for the Red Wings
in the last 30 years. I liked him then. And I because of that.
Yeah.
But I think he then got a little nuts.
Well, with the Kings, he kind of represented the Kings that stunk so long that then they could draft Doughty and Kopitar and Quick. when he was here.
But you said earlier it was kind of a Rodman thing.
Then he went to New York. He kind of was hanging out with Madonna. Yeah. I was fine with him totally with everything he's ever did except when he was pulling the BS with Brodeur.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, that's dirtball crap.
No, that's
crap.
Chippy.
Yeah, that's just kind of, you don't see that because you don't do that. When he was standing in front of him and waving his face, like, And it's the playoffs. It's Martin Brodeur. Have a little respect.
Yeah, a little respect. Come on.
So yeah, we were fans of.
Early Avery, we liked.
And if he would come back, if he would have came back and played normally, I'd be a fan of his again. Like I don't.
Well, I was okay with until he threw stuff at my car.
You were driving a little too slow for his liking.
Well, yeah, probably.
All right, second one from Dana. Which starting goalie goes down with an injury first this year?
Oh, good question. Dana's got good questions.
Yeah. You want to jinx somebody?
I don't want to. Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of a negative question. I don't know. If you want me to, I almost don't even want to answer. Is that being a puss? Not wanting to answer that question or not wanting to jinx somebody?
Well, the thing is, you don't know. How do you know?
Yeah, that's almost like a.
You know, that's one of those things where we don't know how that's going to play out.
I'll put it this way. I think if you were betting, I would say Ryan Miller, Vancouver, or Roberto Luongo in Florida. They seem to be the most injury-prone. Kind of nicks and bumps.
Yeah, I was thinking Luongo.
Yeah. But I want Roberto to make it to the – well, I know, because I want Jagr to get traded to the Penguins. I want Florida to be good. I picked him. I like Bobby Lou. He got – the most unfair shake ever in Vancouver. But I don't know. He seems. But
I agree on that.
I don't like answering that question. Dana, we love you as a translator, but let's not put jinxes on people.
Yeah, but he is the best translator in the league.
Well, you're not going to like this next one because Dana's back with a hat trick. Coach to be fired this year, Julian or Hitchcock?
Julian.
I'm going to say Hitchcock.
All right.
I think Hitchcock, they signed him. They want to see if – I think if in February they're not in the playoffs, he'll get fired. But I think they gave him one last chance. They danced with – whereas Julian, they really wanted him gone last year, and they didn't do it. So.
Now, do you really think Barbecue Bruce is on the line?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
He has to be. I mean, I don't think there's any – I mean –
Well, they've done pretty well, but they can't get it.
They can't get over the hump, yeah. And it's – you know, and it's mainly him. Goalie controversies losing dressing rooms
good point.
You know, I unfortunately I think Daryl's on the hot seat too.
I hope not.
Yeah, I love Daryl, but I think he's on the hot. Julian's on the hot seat. Who else is on the hot seat? One other guy I think is on the hot seat. I'll think of it in a second. Go ahead, Johnny.
All right. Next one is from Tom Thompson. Is Andrew McDonald up for the Scare of the Week?
No, because I don't give out awards for the AHL. Tom's a good guy. He's from Philly, so it's always good to rag the fan. Hey, Tom, who are you rooting for this year, the Phantoms or the Flyers?
And last question is from Chris Breedlove. Thoughts on Pavelski being named the San Jose Sharks captain?
I think they needed a change.
I think it was overdue. He should have been the captain last year. I think he's probably their best player, and he's definitely he's one of their most passionate players.
Got leadership qualities.
Yeah, and something's got to change there. So I think that was a very good move.
Yeah, I would agree.
And things are moving forward for the Sharks. I say that every year, but.
Well, maybe these changes.
Tonight, right? 3 hours. I got my daughter's volleyball game, so my TiVo is fired up already, baby.
Ready to go, man. It's exciting.
Yeah, I know. And I just got to do. And as much as I like to promote hockey when I go into bars, I got a set tonight in Hollywood, so I'm gonna make sure that like no one's watching hockey, so I don't see the scores.
Yeah, you
so
gotta
I can
be
come
careful.
Home at midnight and just enjoy. It's for real, baby.
Here we go. I'm getting a fake mullet. We're rolling.
You're gonna go with one of the Yagers this year. That's great.
All right. Well, listen,
what a great show. What a great show. So much fun. I'm glad you're feeling a little better.
Thank you, buddy. I took these charcoal briquettes that you told me to take, and. So far, I just feel like going to a barbecue. but thank you guys for joining us. Joe Bartnick, great job.
Thank you.
Johnny Bench, great job.
Thank you.
And we thank you all. This is Fraser Smith for joining us. And what do you got coming up?
A bunch of local LA sets. And then, I'm with the man with the belt, Bill Burr, everywhere in hockey country, from Pittsburgh to Minneapolis to Chicago to Detroit.
There you go.
All the AHL cities in between.
Yeah, man.
End of October, so
all right,
be fun.
That's great. Have fun out there. And, of course, I'm at 95.5 KLOS, and check that out, 95.5KLOS.com, or if you're listening live, 10 to 2 on Sunday night. All right, there we go. We thank you for joining us here on Puck Off, and, guys, we are
out.
It's the preseason dirtbag.
It's Keith Jones. I knew it. I didn't even look it up. And Johnny Bench – did I look it up?
Nope.
My brain freeze. Anyway, Jonesy, we love you. Just punch Milberry in the face. Too many women with too many